You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. After Michael Brown was killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, two contrasting pictures of the black teenager appeared online. In one, he was dressed in a cap and gown for his high school graduation. In another, he's wearing low-slung pants and sneakers, and his hands are in a position that has been called a gang sign. In response, several African Americans started posting their own pictures online with the hashtag #IfTheyGunnedMeDown. A new documentary looks at how African Americans have been portrayed in photography throughout history. It's called Through a Lens Darkly, Black Photographers and the Emergence of a People. And director Thomas Alan Harris joins us to talk about it. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Satirius.
The If They Gunned Me Down hashtag shows African Americans had a strong reaction to the photographs of Brown that came out after he was killed. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think African Americans are very aware that we are represented within popular culture in one way, and we are represented within our families and within our histories in a completely different way. And that's what the film is about, is looking at the two ways of representation. And because photography started before the end of slavery, when African Americans were not considered human beings because of the institution of slavery, it was this legacy. Legacy of representation vis-a-vis the camera has been really critical to the civil rights of African Americans.
Well, your documentary talks about the history of how blacks are portrayed in pictures and the emergence of black photographers. It's inspired by the book Reflections in Black by historian Deborah Willis, and here's a clip of her from your film.
As a student of photography in the 70s, I was amazed and dismayed that there were no African Americans in the history books of photography.
Why do you think it's important to have a history through photography?
Because photography is critical to the issue of representation. And, you know, for instance, when I told people I was making a film about African-American photographers, everyone would say, oh, Gordon Parks, you know, but they were at a loss for naming photographers beyond Gordon Parks. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of African-American photographers historically.
Why do you think we don't hear about black photographers if you're saying there are hundreds of them? Even in the black community, people don't know these people.
Well, I think during the time of segregation, their images were not seen as valuable. And so you had a lot of them in the black press. They were represented. They worked for the black press. And so when the black press kind of went into decline, you know, because of the integration of the mainstream, then a lot of these people, because of racism, were not necessarily hired. That's one of the things the film talks about. Or their archives were not necessarily deemed valuable.
In your documentary, you talk about your family and your family album. And how your maternal grandfather used to take pictures of your family, but your dad didn't. I mean, how did that affect you personally?
Every family has a photographer. And I think that the fact that my father did not necessarily take photographs of me while my grandfather did, it kind of set up a little bit of a crisis, you know, but it was also emblematic of a kind of the way in which each of them saw family and each of them saw community. My grandfather was very much invested in building a community beyond the family, his church community, the wider community that he embraced, and he nurtured young people off the streets in many cases. The house is open. And, you know, my father, when he divorced my mother, he left. You know, a part of him wasn't necessarily there. And so he wasn't there to take the pictures, you know. And so I think that there is this sense of presence and absence, which is in my family and in my kind of psyche. And at the same time, that is also mirrored within popular culture in terms of there's a presence of African Americans, but there's also an absence of the images that would help us understand the diversity of who we are as Americans.
You interviewed several African-American photographers, including Carrie Mae Weems. Here's what she says about her work.
There's always, I think, a tinge of loss that my work ultimately represents, because I'm always really thinking about this idea of how to get you to love me back.
Do you agree with her? I mean, is photography a way of self-affirmation?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that the whole selfie movement, you know, is about, you know, I'm here. I have value. See me, you know, and it's not see me just, you know, in terms of people that I don't know, but it's see me people that I love. I want you to see me. I mean, that's why we had these family photo albums, you know.
And maybe also see me how I want to be seen.
Exactly.
Where I want to be seen.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that, you know, as opposed to a kind of a drive-by, you know, let me take a picture of you wherever and whatever and use it in the way I want to use it. It's an affirmation, absolutely. And I think that the images of African-American affirming themselves is what's been missing from the American Family album, if you will.
Thomas Allen Harris is the director of the new documentary Through a Lens Darkly, Black Photographers and the Emergence of a People. It opens at Film Forum today. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much, Sotirios.
You're listening to WNYC.